Janaea Cox was one of dozens of parents who turned up at the Capitol for the hearing. She testified against the proposed cap. She moved to Colorado in March after doctors gave her 5-year-old daughter 2 months to live. She says a special strain of marijuana has lowered her daughter's seizures from 200 a day to going almost a week at a time without one.
And I can't imagine how it would feel if you knew children were dying because we had to change a rule. She's smiling now. And she said, Mama, for the first time in her entire life here in Colorado, without Jason, I would not have heard my child's voice.
Jason Cranford is her medical marijuana caregiver. He serves 80 mostly young patients using a special low THC strain of marijuana he says took 6 years to develop. Cranford and only one other person in the state breeds this strain.
What you're asking me to do is put children's blood on my hands, and I'm not willing to do that. Just to be blunt and frank, you can pass this rule all you want today. I'm not going to stop what I'm doing. If I have to put handcuffs on and go to jail, then you'll have to find a DA that's willing to prosecute me.
It didn't come to that after the board voted 6-1 to reject implementing new standards. Current rules limit caregivers to 5 patients, but caregivers can receive a waiver for more. Board of Health Commissioner Susan Warren says the waiver process is working fine.
I am not finding a compelling case for putting a cap in addition to this.
Jason Worf is the legislative director with the Colorado Springs Medical Cannabis Council. He pointed out that only 4 medical marijuana caregivers out of nearly 3,000 in the state even have more than 10 patients.
We're doing all of this for 4 people. You folks have heard from half of these 4 people. I'm pretty sure they would agree that you could come visit their grow. Law enforcement can come visit their grow. My question is, why are we here? You know, this is something in 14 years we cannot point to widespread diversion. We cannot point to anything.
For its part, the Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment says it's worried about large unregulated grow operations and diversion of product to the black market. Larry Wolk is the head of the CDPHE. He says a caregiver is supposed to do more than just grow pot for a patient, and large numbers of patients make that difficult.
To think that we would be working, or I personally would be working, in anything other than patients' best interests, I think shows a lack of respect for me. This is uncharted territory for anyone. And so, you know, we're being criticized because we're the ones that put the line out there and said, okay, everybody, debate the line.
Another fact surfaced during the hearing that was new to several commissioners and Larry Wolk. Patients under the age of 18 are required to list their parents as their primary caregiver. And under the rules, those parents can only get medicine from a medical marijuana center, not another caregiver. So Wolk says what these parents are doing is not correct.
We're dealt these cards, and the cards that we're dealt right now are Constitution law, which defines how children or minors can work with parents who are caregivers, but no other. And so it's not something that we have the authority to change.
But parents say they have no choice since they can't grow the marijuana themselves, and medical marijuana centers don't have the strain they need.
For somebody to think that any of us can grow our own medicine or anything like that is a joke.
Christine Seed's daughter uses medical marijuana for epilepsy.
I got a couple starts to try to do that, and they died when my daughter had to go to the hospital. It's like unreasonable to even think that parents can do that.
In the end, no one during the 4-hour hearing testified in support of the rule change. The Board of Health did vote to clarify the waiver process to make it more transparent which exceptions are necessary for caregivers to get more patients. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.